Three, two, one. This is Chuck Anderson. Welcome to the program. Today's show, we decided to go out and see some of the damage that we've been watching on television about the parts of southeastern South Dakota. We stopped on our first leg of the journey at Montrose, where we'd noticed they'd had some rather high water marks. Stopped at the gas station, met John Griffith, and welcome to the show, John.
Hi.
John, you're a longtime resident, graduated from high school in 1976.
Yeah, that's true. I've been living here all my life.
Have you ever seen water this high?
No, I've never seen water this high. We never dreamed it'd come in as high as it got and as fast as it came in. It came in so fast, we didn't have time to evacuate anything out of the house.
No kidding.
No, I was in the basement. We were leaking water. It was coming up through the sewer line. And we had a tornado siren. So my sister and her husband and all her kids, and then my other sister and her child came down. We were all in the basement. We had two sump pumps going, trying to save the basement, and we were just keeping up. They gave the all-clear siren, and I stayed in the basement bucketing water, and the next thing I knew, my sister was hollering at me to evacuate the house. I ran upstairs, and water just rushed around the house. I didn't have time to, you know, get anything out. We just got out of there, and
wow,
it was... Next morning we went back and we were going to, or not the next morning, the day after, I guess it would have been Monday, it came in Saturday night. Monday we went back down the house and found that the wall had collapsed in the basement, so we had to pump it out and set big braces up under it just to hold the house up, but everything in the basement's totaled out.
Basement just caved in.
Yeah, the whole east wall caved in, and my dad had a freezer full of meat. You know, all his loading supplies, he loads shells.
Now that's serious when you mess with a guy's hunting,
yeah,
right?
that's right. All his loading stuff, equipment, is in mud. And that's the trouble we're having right now. We can pump it out. It takes you about a half day to pump it out. Next morning, you're full of water again. So what we're going to do is just hopefully the rain will stop enough for us to get a backhoe in, dig out a trench so we can get a bobcat down in the basement and push all the, you know, the mud's up to your waist down there.
Wow, up to the waist.
Yeah, and it's full of brick, and I guess that's all we can do for now.
Where did all of this water come from? That's the one thing I guess I'm really curious about that wasn't explained in the earlier reports.
It came from the north. I guess they had, from what I hear, 5 inches of rain up north, Madison area, up that way. Mm-hmm. That water all came through here.
And it's still flooded up in Madison, they say.
Yeah. So,
do you have like a little creek that normally comes through town?
The River.
And that's not usually a very big river.
Yeah, the East Vermilion River runs right through town. It there's a bridge over there, and it comes right down through here. But about the whole southeast half of the town was underwater.
Now, that's your father's house, John, that caved in.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kind of wander around. I'm at a gas station. What do you call the gas station here?
Griff Service.
Well, with the name Griffith, I imagine that's a very appropriate name. John, point me at your father. Maybe he can tell me.
Dan?
There he is. Bill Griffith, I'm Chuck Anderson with KOKK Radio. How are you, Bill?
Oh, this is a lovely day. The sun's shining. Maybe the water will dry up a little bit.
I understand the basement of your house during the flood caved in.
Yes, got too much outside pressure and took the whole east wall in and everything with it. So basically we moved out and just can't do anything until the water goes down.
How long did you have, Bill, before the basement collapsed? How long of a warning did you have before the water started coming in?
Not very long. We were downstairs. We had a sump pump we put in to keep the water down as it was coming in. And all at once, one of the girls hollered down the stairs, "They're evacuating everybody," and that basically was the end of it. Out we went. The water come in the basement. When it got full after that, I took the wall out then, so.
These are real gas station signs that we've got. What's he doing over there with the air, Bill? I'm not much of a mechanic. What was happening there?
Well, he was putting new bearings in his four-wheel drive, and he had to blow out the old dirt that he had.
The wall isn't caving in right now here.
The wall is fine right here so far. There might be a leak or two in the roof, but otherwise we're in pretty good shape here.
John was telling us that the mud in your basement is waist deep.
Waist deep, yep. There's mud and everything else that floated in with the water.
Now, where did the mud come from, is it?
Well, the whole side of the house went in with the wall. And all the mud, there's about 8 feet of that that's down in there and about 4 feet wide. So that's basically why we got so much mud in the basement.
Were you the worst hit here in town, Bill?
Well, there's another house down here. No, we actually aren't. Sanders' house was down here. The whole front of that caved in. And Thompson, he was all underwater over his floor and everything. Basically, we didn't get it over the floor in the first level. So the furniture and everything up there is good yet. So looks like that part will be all right if we get the water down so we can put a new wall in the basement.
How long have you lived, Bill, here in Montrose?
62 years.
Have you ever seen the Vermilion River that high?
No, it used to before we put the dike there in the west-south part of town and straightened the river up here and put a new bridge in. It used to get up here pretty high, but nothing like this. Basically, this was most I've seen.
I believe this may be the first time, Bill, I hate to say this, I'm only from here and we aren't that far away. I think it's the first time I've ever been in Montrose. It's a very lovely little town.
Well, if you blink your eyes twice, you'd miss the whole town when you come through here.
How big a town are we talking?
420 people, I think, is what the census was last time.
Well, Bill, but back to John. You had some interesting things that you were mentioning. An 8-pound wall or a northern in somebody's basement?
Yeah, Randy Thompson's basement. His basement collapsed, too. And they went down there and looked, and there was an 8-pound northern swimming around in there. Now, that was must have came in on Saturday night, and today they said the northern did die down in there. They didn't get him out, I guess. So, and he was belly up this morning.
I wonder what the limit is on northern. Is that 5 yet?
Yeah, I think it's still 5. But, Debo Daniels, she had two bullheads that came up in her stool in her bathroom. So I tell you, it's been a mess when you have things like that happen.
And we're right on just a gentle little incline. Griff Station is right here on the corner of, I'm trying to read that, Main Street.
It's Main Street.
Main Street and Main Street. And we're looking over here at some grain bins and the trees just beyond that, about a block away, and I suspect that's the river?
Yeah, the river's just beyond the trees over there.
And all of this then was?
All this. The water came right up. It didn't quite get up to our station. It was in that first alleyway right there. So everything you see down here, from this block over to the other side, it was all underwater.
And here it is, such a beautiful day. Yeah. The sky is crystal clear. The sun is shining. Thank you, John, so very much for the interview.
Oh, you're
and
welcome.
I hope that guy got that northern out of his basement.
Yeah.
See you, John. Bye now.
Okay.
We're driving down First Street. We haven't left Montrose yet. And I have seen one house after another. People have furniture in their trucks. Right here, it looked like we were having a yard sale. And I don't mean to make light of it. This is a very serious situation. Obviously, all of the furniture is wet. Your name, ma'am?
I'm Pam Hogan. I'm from Rockledge, Florida. We came up to help my parents because they need help. So we took off from work and we came up with our daughter and we're the cleanup crew.
Wow, it's hard to believe. How much water do you think there was? Yes, your name, ma'am.
Okay.
Your name, ma'am.
I'm Hildegard Hirsch.
Okay, Hildegard. And Hildegard has just asked me into the house.
This is also the cupboard. Here, look out here in the kitchen. You want to see a mess? You want to see a mess?
Oh, my.
See how it's bulged up the floor and everything? The tile is all busted up.
Wow. The furniture that's sitting outside, is that all? Did that all get wet?
Oh, yeah, we had 18 inches of water in here.
On top of the floor?
Yes, up here, yes.
Wow. So if we were here a few days ago, there would be like a foot and a half. We'd be standing in a foot and a half water dining room?
This went down like, let's see, this happened Saturday night, Sunday. Probably Tuesday when it went down.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had a report. One man had an 8-pound northern in his basement.
Oh, I don't know how many dozen of night crawlers that I've thrown out that's been in here. The next door neighbors, they had a fish in their dining room.
You have quite a crew working here. Now, they have some sort of mask on. Why do they have the mask?
You ask them.
We put the mask on because of the germs that might be in the air and that, and we don't want to inhale them and get sick and then go down to Florida and die.
On the AP wire service this morning, they had mentioned that six people from Montrose have gotten sick.
That's what they said. Yeah, yeah.
And they suspect that it's a parasite, probably when they were wading in the water, and the parasite has gotten into their body.
See, the whole town has to get tetanus shots. Most of us have got tetanus shots this morning. The whole town has to get tetanus shots. So the ones that didn't, I suppose that didn't get over, you know, to get one, that's the ones that got sick.
Well, it's really a tragedy. I spoke to a gentleman up on the hill at Griff's Garage. He's lived here 62 years. He said he's never seen the East Vermilion River? He said he's never seen the East Vermilion River ever do anything like that.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a tragedy, and we hope it'll never happen again in your lifetime.
Oh, maybe not. Another 100 years. Let's let it go at that.
Well, the main problem here is fund-wise. There's like 1% loans, possibly, after they... First, it has to be declared. But my parents are elderly people. There's no way they can afford even a loan at 0% to fix this up. There's just... There's nothing, and they're just out. You know, they've worked all their life. This is what they have, and they're out.
What are they going to do?
They're going to stay here. They have no other alternative. We've invited them to Florida, but they don't want to come to Florida.
Were you anywhere near that hurricane that came through Florida last year?
No, we weren't, but we were prepared because it was supposed to come to our area. We're in the East Coast, the central section of Brevard, so we got winds and rain, but nothing like down south, which we've not even gone down. They say that's still horrible down there.
Sir, what do you think you'll be doing if you can't get an emergency loan or you have no way of repaying it? What will you be able to do?
Well, I don't know yet what I'm going to do.
Going to stay her out and live right here?
We're going to, when the water goes down, we can figure out what the basement or that room there, that's all warped, that door, and what kind of shape the basement's in.
Have you been in the basement yet?
No, see, it's only... You take two steps and you're in water.
Oh, I see. Your name, sir?
Willis Hirsch.
Thank you very much, Willis, and we'll be hoping that the best turns out for you and your family.
Thank you very much.
Bye now.
You bet. Thank you.
Well, we've witnessed a lot of tragedy in Montrose, South Dakota. We're going to go down now. We're on our way to Sioux Falls. We're going to go up to Renner, see some of the flood damages there. But we're going to stop on our trip next at the falls in Sioux Falls. We'll be back in one moment. You're listening to Personalities with Chuck Anderson. 3, 2, 1. We're back. This is Chuck Anderson. And as we said, we made it down to the falls. And right now we're looking at super falls, not just the beautiful falls that goes over the pipestone rocks here in downtown Sioux Falls. We're at the kind of an overhang right now, and if you can hear, the falls are more of a torrents of mountains of water coming down rather than just their beautiful falls. There's some people standing here at the observation tower, and your name, ma'am?
Jan Bowman.
Where are you from, Jan?
Worthington.
That's a lot of water, huh?
Yeah, it's quite a bit, a lot more than we've seen in the past.
Now, you've had water your direction over in Worthington, haven't you?
Yeah.
Have you had it this much?
No, I don't think so. Our streets are flooded, but not like this.
Did you have any damage?
Not us personally, no. Neighbors and that have.
I was just up at Montrose earlier this afternoon, and it looks like giant yard sales as you drive down the streets. They were flooded out real bad, and people just have furniture sitting out there that's totally wrecked, and they're waiting for the dump trucks to come by, and they're just picking the stuff up and taking it out in a hole. Was it that bad in Worthington, Minnesota?
Some of the basements got flooded, about 4 inches or so. But ours didn't, so we had a sub pump and sucked it all out.
Have you ever seen the falls this large?
No.
I've been coming down here since I was a kid, although I'm from Huron. We always stopped at the falls. And it's amazing. This is a spectacular sight that most people don't even know is in the city.
We come here quite often, though.
It's just spectacular. It reminds me of an old movie. I can't think of the name of it right now, that Burt Reynolds was in, called Deliverance. Remember Deliverance?
I don't think I've seen it.
It was about a group of guys that went down a wild white river down in the Smoky Mountains, but nothing like this. We have another gentleman right next to us. You say it's getting bigger every day.
Yeah. A little bigger the other day, but I wasn't down here. But now it's bigger every day.
Your name, sir?
Orville Flannery.
Orville, are you from Sioux Falls?
Yes.
Do you have a chance to get down to the falls very often?
Well, I go out last week or so. I've been going down about once every other day or something like that.
That is a tremendous mountain of water.
I've never seen it so high.
And you've lived here how long?
Oh, over 60 years.
Well, I guess that would set some sort of a record. You bet. It's there. You can feel the power as we're standing in this observation tower. It's all cement. You can actually feel it in your feet shaking.
What's that?
You can feel the power of this river shaking.
Yes, you sure can. This is about the best sight right here.
What did you used to do here in Sioux Falls, Orville?
Worked down in Merrill's. Worked down in Merrill's. I retired in 82, 81.
I suspect even in your era, they were always wondering if the plant was going to close or not.
Well, not until the last 4 or 5 years. They've talked about it occasionally, off and on, but not really.
And how's it look for the future right now?
Pardon?
How's it look for the future right now?
Well, I can't say. I don't know anything about it. I hear rumors that they might sell and rumors they might not.
And there's a little girl standing right next to Orville. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Melissa.
Melissa, how old are you?
10 and a half.
Wow, you're such a cute girl. You come down to the falls and watch them quite often with your grandpa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you go to high school yet?
No.
Does your grandpa give you some candy or ice cream when you get back home?
My mom gave me some candy too.
Ah. Usually sometimes if you're really nice to the grandparents, they'll give some extra gum or candy or something like that. Do they do that, huh?
Yeah.
Who is the little girl right next to you?
Katie.
Is that your sister? Or?
Yeah, that's my sister.
Well, it was sure fun talking to you. Thank you ever so much, Melissa. And grandmother here, your name?
I'm Rita Flannery.
And I suspect since Orville's been here 60 years, you've probably been here almost as long.
Just about.
And do you agree with Orville? He said that's the highest he has ever seen the falls.
Coming down with his camcorder and taking pictures just about every other day. And we've been here I've been here a few times too. And it's vicious.
If a person fell in that, they wouldn't have a chance.
I wouldn't think so. I would be just, I think I'd give up.
Thanks for visiting with us. Bye now. This has got to be about the easiest place in the world to get an interview with people. There is just a lot of people that come and go down here at the falls. Your name, sir?
Matt Miller.
And you're from?
Sioux Falls.
What do you do here in Sioux Falls, Matt?
Nothing.
Well, you're kind of retired, huh?
Yeah.
You look awfully young to be retired.
Yeah.
Are you a faithful falls watcher, too?
I come down here every once in a while.
Gentleman we just talked to, he's lived in Sioux Falls for 60 years. He comes down here quite frequently. He said this is the highest he has ever seen the falls.
That's the highest I've ever seen it too, yeah.
You can feel the power. You can feel the power just with the ground. You can feel the vibrations.
Yeah, you can feel the ground shaking too, yeah.
We were visiting with some of the flood victims up at Montrose, and although they didn't have this type of white water that came through the East Vermilion, the East Fork Vermilion River came up and did a lot of serious damage. And I suspect before we leave the Sioux Falls area that we're going to find more in the Renner. We're going to go up in the Renner area tomorrow. And did you have any damage? Did you see any damage during the rains?
We live right around the Renner area ourselves. Me and my dad do, yeah. And there's a lot of standing water. Up towards Garrison too, there's Split Rock Creek. It's way above the lines where it used to be before. And there's quite a few people, like in our neighborhood alone, have a lot of water in their basements and stuff.
I heard a story. It's going to be hard for you to top. Maybe you can. Up in Montrose, one guy found an 8-pound northern in his basement. And another couple had 2 bullheads in their stool. Could you guys tap that one?
No, can't tap that one, no.
All we have found is an irate mother and wife down
vacuuming the water in the bedrooms downstairs, yeah.
That is a mess. Your name, sir?
John Miller. I'm Matt's father.
Okay. Unless a person has been through a flood or high water where the ground level came up and leaked into the basement, they have no idea of what a mess that we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. We have had two finished bedrooms and a finished family room in our basement. And we had to rip out all the carpet, take all the furniture out into the garage. And it's just seepage. We're not flooded out like they are up at Renner or in Mitchell, Madison, some of the other areas. And I really feel sorry for them people because they have mud also that was brought in. So much debris. I work right over here at Morrell's. I'm a cook in the plant. And this is the highest I've ever seen it, at least when I've come to look at it, I guess. We had some flooding here maybe 10, 12, 15 years ago that probably was about this bad or here and there, but I stayed home. I stayed away from it. The traffic was so congested down here at that time, and the water was so high, the police had to send them back. And this area wasn't quite as developed then either, so it made it more difficult to get around. But these falls are awesome. You can't imagine the power of that water until you're in its path.
And did you see the movie Deliverance? Had Burt Reynolds?
Yes,
now,
I did.
As rough, if anyone has seen that movie, as rough as those rapids were that they took, they wouldn't have a chance in this one.
No way. Not the way these come around. So many different rock falls and formations under there. You don't know what's under there. The undertow right below us here has to be, it's swirling up just like, I don't know what to.
Well, reminds me of where my mother used to beat up the eggs and it would froth up.
And, you know, if you fell in there, you wouldn't stand a chance. The undertow is so bad, it just suck you right under.
The older gentleman, he had lived here for 60 years. He was also a former Morrell worker. And I asked him what he thinks the outcome is going to be the plant. He says, well, I don't work there anymore now, but you're a worker currently there. What's the status of the Morrell plant?
Well, we honestly don't know. We thought that Governor Mickelson, the deceased governor, and his crew had come back from Cincinnati, I believe, with some really positive ideas and solutions. And then, of course, the tragedy that took all their lives. Now we have a new governor, a new people running it. Hopefully, they will have enough input from what he accomplished to follow up on it. We're optimistic, but the Morrell itself has put out feelers for help from other states, and I personally can't believe we don't have enough people around our area. Of course, we would still pull from like Iowa and Minnesota, which are very close. But I just honestly don't think we have to go all the way to the coastlines to bring in people that want to work. But that's strictly my thought.
Well, thank you very much for your comments. We wish you well in the Renner area. We hope you get those rugs squeezed out.
We've done that, yeah. We're just waiting to move back into the basement when the water recedes.
And thank you very much, for being on the show.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
There's some folks from Centerville, South Dakota, with us right now. Your name, ma'am?
Nancy Yacht.
And as we stand above these mighty falls with tons of water going over them, I understand you had some flooding down at Centerville, too.
Oh, yeah. We live about 12 miles south of Centerville on the Vermilion River, and it's many, many acres are underwater.
That Vermilion River, I just didn't realize how nasty that little creek can get. I was up at Montrose today, and although it's still not within its banks up there, it's become kind of a quiet river like it should be. And it was a terrible thing that happened to that community.
Yes, it was. And, you know, well, we haven't seen our land since before Easter. So
How come?
For the flooding.
You mean you can't get to it?
The water's all over. It's been all over since Easter.
Wow. Do you farm land down there?
Yes, we do.
And do you have any land that you can get to farm?
We have some on top of the ground. On top, we call top ground.
We call any ground now that's above the water top ground?
Right. So.
How about your neighbors? Are they having problem getting into the fields too?
Yeah, even if you do have the top ground, it still takes a lot of, it's wet. You can't get into a lot of it, too. So there's a lot of them, even though they got top ground, And maybe it's worse for them because they can see dry land or see land, but they still can't get into it. Whereas we know ours is covered with water, and we know we're not going to get into it. So.
How about your house? Do you have any idea of, since you haven't seen it since April, do you have any idea of what it looks like or how it stood the water?
Our house isn't in the water. Our house is built up on the hillside.
Very smart.
Very smart.
That must have been an old homesteader that put that house up.
No, we just built it about 15 years ago. So.
And what made you decide to put it up on such high ground?
Because he has farmed the bottom ground for about 26 years, and we know what it's like.
You know what that river's got to do.
Yes, we do.
It's just incredible. As we drove by, I think they call it East Fork Vermilion River as it goes through Montrose. I just can't believe the river that high to have gone into the city as far as it did.
Yeah, it can do it. I mean, it's mighty.
Does it spread out down at Centerville and become more of a lake situation? Because there it was just one giant river, somewhat like these falls right now, as it came through the city and very quickly receded. Is it more of a lake effect down there?
Yeah, it's more of a lake. It looks like one gigantic lake from bluff to bluff.
I told the gentleman a couple of stories I heard. I'll share them with you real quickly. Up at Montrose, one man had an 8-pound northern in his basement that was a result of the flood. And another couple had two bullheads that wound up in their stool in the bathroom. Have you had anything that dramatic down there?
Not that dramatic. Just a lot of carp in the ditches is about all.
Wow. Thank you very much. And are you from Centerville, too?
Yes, I am.
Probably the lady's husband?
Yes, I am.
That was very wise of you to have built up high like that.
Oh, we lived around that plain for all of our lives. You know, we knew where the water levels were and stuff, so no sense in building in it.
Your name, sir?
Ron Yacht.
I had a great coach, basketball coach, when I went to here in high school. His name was Dwayne Clodfelder. Did you know any of the Clodfelders in Centerville?
I've heard of him. That's all I know. We grew up and was around the Wakanda area more than anything. So I just got a Centerville address now when we built where we built.
I understand you haven't seen the house since April.
I haven't seen a lot of the land.
The land since April.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe you've got some carp out there where you used to have corn.
A lot of carp out there.
How do you think the fishing's going to be on your land?
Well, too much area. Yesterday on the regular floods, when the water go down, if there's pockets, it'd just be full of fish and stuff out there that couldn't make it back when the water recede. You know, and then there'd be groves of them out there.
Will there be a chance somehow that you can put in like a late feed crop?
No, there's no chance of crop at all. This late in the season, normal frost is middle of October, 1st of November. And you wouldn't be able to grow any crop unless it was a 50 or 60 day crop. And it's not feasible to put it in. You know, we got 4 foot of water on our ground. By the time that water would get off and dry up, we're talking maybe the middle of August.
Is that your sole income, is the farm down there?
I run a trucking business on the side also, but you know, the majority of my income is derived from that farming.
What will the farmers do now that they don't have even a chance at a crop for 1993?
I think a lot of them are going to bank on what the federal government is going to do. You know, there's a lot of talk going on, the low interest loans, which a lot of them don't need because they're already financially strapped. And now they're kind of talking maybe they're going to come up with some money, you know, and just give it to them somehow. They had a 092 program, which a lot of guys are taking advantage of. And it'll pay some money for not planting nothing. So, you know, there is some help there.
I'll tell you a really sad thing up at Montrose. I visited with a couple whose house really was simply inundated with water. And I don't think really there's a chance they're going to salvage anything out. The floors are buckled. The basement is caving in. And I talked to their daughter from Florida, and she said that even if they gave her folks, who are retired, a 1% interest, low interest loan, they couldn't pay it back.
Well, where do you get the money? You know, everything you borrow, you know, supposedly you have to pay back, you know, if you do it the right way.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so a lot of these guys are already borrowed to put, if they put crop in and it flooded out, they borrowed the money for that already. So they're behind the eight ball there. Now the government would give them more money. You know, even if they extend it out for a 10-year payback, you know, that's just more profit in them 10 years that you won't have. And the margin right now is so tight, you know, it would hurt a lot of people.
Maybe you could put your land into something they developed about 15 years ago called fish farming.
It dries out everyone. We get started on something like that. The water go down.
Well, we really sympathize with your story, and we hope that things get better for you and all of the people down in the Centerville area.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing I can think of is South Dakotans come from really hardy stock, and somehow we're going to spring back.
Well, it seems like everything always works out. You know, some of them won't be able to survive, but the guys that can hold it together and stuff, it'll work out. They'll live. You just got to find a way of doing it.
I was telling my wife, after visiting the Montrose and seeing the devastation that little, normal little creek does, I told her, I says, up in Huron, if people aren't familiar with that are listening to us in a four-state area right now, Huron is so flat. It's just like a pool table. And even if we had the 12 inches of rain like what they did in Rapid City that year, that it caused about 260 people to die and a 30-foot wall of water coming down the canyon, if we had that kind of a rain in Huron, it just simply everything would be 12 inches deep.
You ain't kidding, y'all. Where's the water go?
There would be no runoff, and all we would have to do is just bother ourselves with 12 inches of rain until it went down. Yeah. But in your position, you have bottom land. So
yeah.
That.
It's, you know, until the river goes down and the tributaries quit flowing into it, our bottom land will never drain.
Ron, we're out of time for this segment, and I hope you can stay around. We're going to take a break from the roar of the Sioux Falls. We'll be right back. You're listening to Personalities with Chuck Anderson. 3, 2, 1. We're back. This is Chuck Anderson. We're visiting with Ron Yacht at the Sioux Falls.
Where we live, we have an old river channel, and you could see the water actually rising in that river channel as it was getting up on the banks. And when it get to a certain point, then it would start running into the fields. And you can tell day by day where she's at by the river bank and that kind of stuff.
Have you had any bacteria or parasite problems like what they did up at Montrose? They've had 6 people that they figure have been contaminated by wading in the water.
So as far as we know, no.
And the wells, are people drinking out of the wells yet?
We got what they call a rural water system that draws from that area, and they monitor it every day. Most of the people in our area are on that system, and they're not being affected by it at all.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Just walking back up to another observation tower here at the falls, at Sioux Falls, we have a family from Miller. Your name?
Sheila Slechter.
And Sheila, what brings you down to Sioux Falls on a beautiful day like today?
Well, we wanted to see all the water.
Have the kids seen the falls before down here?
No, they haven't.
Now, they're going to assume, you know, the rest of their life that it's just these big mountains of water. And when they come back like 10 years from now, it's a little trickle. They're probably going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What do you do in Miller, Sheila?
We farm.
Which direction from Miller?
Northwest.
Northwest, okay. The rains that we had, I was joking with a gentleman from Centerville. At Huron, when we get a rain, it's so flat, it just... If we get a 6-inch rain, it's just 6 inches everywhere. It doesn't really run off. But this right now, we're looking at a monument of what happens to runoff water. It just becomes enormous in strength.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Did you see any of the flooding down this area so far?
We just come from the Twin Cities and saw quite a bit.
And they had a lot of flooding in their part.
Yeah. A few places underwater.
Did you have any problems like detours or anything in western Minnesota?
No, our main roads were open. We stuck to them. We didn't know our way around.
You think we could get the names of the children here? Yeah. Hi, what's your name?
Brandy Schlechter.
And what grade are you in?
5th.
What school do you go to?
Miller.
Miller School, okay. What's your name?
Casey.
And you go to school, Casey?
Yeah.
What grade are you in?
I'm going to be in first.
First grade, what are you going to be when you grow up, Casey?
A baseball player.
A baseball player. I was just visiting with a Chamber of Commerce lady. Let's see, her name was Terry Ellis. I was trying to find something to interview down here. Terry is a very funny lady. She said that a very famous baseball player has just joined the Sioux Falls Canaries, and he's going to be playing tonight for the first time. So maybe you can start out in the minor leagues like here in Sioux Falls. What do you think, Casey?
I don't know. general?
I think probably in about 18 years, the other baseball players wanting to get with the Sioux Falls Canaries better look out, because there's a guy from Miller that's going to get on that team, right?
Right.
Good talking to you. Hi, your name?
Kayla.
And is this all one big family here? What grade are you in?
I'm going to be in third.
There's a lot of water coming down this thing. Have you ever seen so much water rushing in one spot in your life? This is a tourist attraction that more people really should see if they're coming through this part of South Dakota. I mean, not just because it happens to be flooding right now and it's very spectacular, but it's always a beautiful sight. And the city has been working on cleaning it up down here. They've got a nice park. And I hope that when you come back next time, it won't be quite this high. What are you going to be when you grow up?
I don't know yet.
Your brother's going to be a baseball player.
I don't know what I'm going to be yet.
A nurse, a doctor, president? How about president?
And maybe a kindergarten teacher.
All right. Are you going to teach in the Miller area then?
I don't know.
Okay. Thanks ever so much for being with us. Bye now. Now we have Father. We saved the best for the last. Your name, sir?
Rob Slechter.
And you're a farmer northwest of Miller?
Yep.
And how often do you get down to Sioux Falls?
Not very often.
Now, I don't think your kids are probably ever going to see the falls. It's just a roar. I hope that our audio system is going to be able to carry over the roar of this river in the background. When they come back every year, they're going to expect to see it just like this.
Yeah, I know, and it's usually not like this.
You have all your crops in up there?
Yep.
Have you had any problems with the rain?
No, not really. It was kind of late getting stuff in, a little of it, but getting the hay up was kind of tough, but we got it there, I guess.
A couple just before you on the show today are from Centerville, and they're still trying to get to their farm since April.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, got crops out there from last year yet, too, I suppose.
Boy, I should have asked him. He's probably, yeah, I got all sorts of stuff. Have a great trip, folks, and I wish you well. How long are you going to be down here?
Oh, we're leaving tomorrow.
Well, when you go through here and wave at us at KOKK, will you?
Okay.
Okay, bye. We've moved, I guess it would be called upriver, from the falls down at Sioux Falls to Renner. And by pure accident, I just happened to drive into town and they're having a celebration. And again, by pure accident, I ran into Monty Horn, who is the emergency management for the Minnehaha County. And Monty, I thank you for giving us the time and being on the show.
Sure, you're welcome.
Tell us about the extent of the flood damage in this particular area, Monty.
Well, it's kind of amazing. Last weekend, the whole town of Renner was underwater, and this weekend, half of it's underwater. And the fire department has a safety days celebration, well, a function every year, and this happened to be the day for it. And it's kind of amazing how well the community of Renner and around Renner have came out to this safety days event.
We're at what would look like a Senex station. I haven't even gotten my bearings. Is this the Ampride here in town or a co-op?
Well, this is the Renner Corner. The fire station has got too much water around it, so everyone, they just moved it up here. But we've been indulged with water again this morning. Areas north of us had 2 to 3 inches of rain. A lot of flooding right in Sioux Falls off the streets because the sewers couldn't take it. So we're kind of expecting a rise again. Keeping an eye on the Skunk Creek and Sioux Rivers and hoping that we don't get a big flush of water all at once.
We're taping this show for our listeners July 10th. It's on a Saturday. And we stayed at a motel down Monte on 41st Street and right off the interstate, I-29. And about probably 9 o'clock, that was some of the scariest clouds I've seen in a long time, coming from my direction, from Huron. And I hope that Huron didn't get hit too hard. But you say in this area, north of us, they got maybe 2 to 3 inches?
Yes, probably 7 to 10 miles northwest of us right here. They were reporting 2 to 3 inches of rain. My gauge at home said 135, but any rain now kind of scares me.
Just what we needed was more rain, huh?
The sandbag pile is still pretty good, but we had people calling this morning for sandbags that have never called before.
This is the first I've really seen of the flooding. We were in Montrose yesterday, and of course, is that the East Fork Vermilion River? Am I saying that right, Monty?
Yes, that's the East Vermilion, and you go on further west, you got a Middle Vermilion, and then a West Vermilion, but the East Vermilion took Montrose.
Yesterday, it was a beautiful day. It was sunny. It looked like almost a garage sale out there. People had a lot of rain-soaked and water-soaked, muddy, dirty furniture sitting out, and understand the city truck comes by, and they're just picking that up, and they take it out to the dump.
That's probably right. There's nothing else you can do with it. Wet carpet, I suppose you could clean it, but after it gets all that mud in it, and bacterias and the diseases that might be in the water, you might just well toss it out and start over.
They were wearing face masks, and I asked why they were doing that, and they said because of the germs that are still prevalent there. About six people, I understand, on the AP wire service mentioned had gotten sick, and what they figured is was parasites.
From the water, yes.
Yeah.
And I suppose it'd be a good idea to tell everybody if they got kids out playing in that water to, and I'm talking about street water, not in the rivers, because they shouldn't be there, but
that's right.
They should... take a shower and wash off real good and not let the children play out there in that water.
The river went up, that East Vermilion went up, it flooded that part of Montrose, went right back down. I was visiting with some gentlemen that own the Griff Garage, and you probably know where that's at. It's on that main, well, it's the only gas station in town.
Yeah.
And he was explaining to me that it was just about 10 feet from his station. The river came up that fast, and it was hard for an outsider like me to believe it because I looked, and the river was way, way down. You can see the river should have been maybe a quarter of a mile, half a mile away.
Well, that is usually a nice, gentle, rolling stream. My folks live 6 miles north of there, and they've never seen water like that before either. And actually, they were high and dry, but they were blocked in because of all of the water around the bridges closed, and it's just unbelievable how much water that we've gotten, and it's all started in late March and hasn't given up, and now again today, and 70% forecast for tonight. It's just you can't hardly believe it. Yeah,
a guy told me they had an 8-pound northern in their basement. Up at Montrose.
Yeah, I heard that story too. They probably declare that a mascot or something. Have it framed or stuffed, whatever you do with fish.
I asked him. I said, "Well, what's the limit?" We figured since none of us were fishermen, 5's the limit. So the guy was doing pretty good with his basement of getting a limit on northern for the day.
Well, he's lucky it's northern. Usually it'd be carp.
Yeah, right. Now, that was all high and dry, and when I stayed in Sioux Falls last night, of course, I saw the falls, which anyone should see. Well, any time of the day, it's a spectacular sight. But with the mountains of water that are coming over now, it's awesome. But I never saw any effect of the flood, Monty, until I drove north out of the city on I-29. I went eastbound on I-90, and it wasn't a half a mile, and I saw the water backed up. I could see the entire valley flooded. Then I pulled north on 115 up to Renner, found this great occasion. We must have 50, 60, 70 people out here.
They're still coming. Yeah, you should have been here last week at this time. It was awesome for all the water that was out there. And now this is, most of it is leaving the Sioux Falls area east in the lower farmlands between Sioux Falls, Renner, and going on down into Iowa. But the Sioux River leaving Sioux Falls has been crested at 8 feet over flood stage for better than a week now. And it's on a slow downtrend. But this morning's rain is probably going to bring her back up to that peak again.
I can remember when I lived down at Canton many years ago, heck, we could walk across the Big Sioux River in most places in the summertime, about this time of the year, and probably not get your knees wet.
Well, yes, that's true. That's I don't know where you could walk across it now, and this is true with all of the creeks, tributaries, rivers, whatever. You don't even have to have a river next to you.
The river has come up to you in most cases.
Well, there's so much water. that it's sitting on high ground in agriculture land, and there's no river within a mile. It's just everything is so wet from rain.
I had a funny thought. Looking at all of these badges, wouldn't this be a terrible day for some guy coming in thinking he was going to do a hole up here in Ritter? There's just badges, it being safety day. There's all sorts of officials, public officials. Is that a highway patrol? Yeah, highway patrol down there. I imagine we have county sheriffs here.
Yeah, well, there's... during their safety dares, they usually have all the law enforcement agencies, our rescue squad, and everybody comes out and kind of shows their wares and puts on a well, answers questions of people. The Sioux Falls Ambulance Service is here. Just about anybody connected with safety, Metro Communications have people here. Of course, the fire department, everybody, anybody connected with safety in Minnehaha County has got a vehicle and people here.
Let's talk about Del Rapids in a second. Right now, we're going to take just a moment break, Monty. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Personalities with Chuck Anderson. 3, 2, 1. We're back. This is Chuck Anderson. I'm visiting with Monty Horn, the emergency management man for Minnehaha County. We're sitting at some sort of a festivity called Safety Day in Renner, South Dakota. And as I mentioned in the last segment, there's more law officers here than you can shake a stick at. So, Monty, this isn't the day to come to Renner and try to hold up a bank.
No, you probably couldn't get too far in Renner because of the water. But
oh, that's right. You couldn't go west of here anyway.
No, that's right.
How far west? Right now, we're at the corner, the Renner corner. Would you have to go before we would run into water right now?
Oh, probably 2 blocks. And the road is blocked right down in front of the fire station. And the water's coming over the road there probably 6 inches deep yet.
What was the extent of the damage when it was at its worst about a week ago? Did they take any water right in the houses here in Renner?
Oh, yes. There's several homes, businesses were flooded out. I have the township people working on estimates right now for the presidential declaration that Governor Miller is going to try for. And let's see, the Del Rapids, Brandon, City of Sioux Falls, Minnehaha County, we're over $2.5 million in damages, just public property. That's not private property, and we still have the townships to come in with estimates. So I would imagine that we'll be pushing over $3 million in damages.
How about up north at Del Rapids?
There were last week at this time, there were approximately 200 people evacuated, and shelter set up in the church up there. While all that was going on, we had a river rescue just east of Del Rapids where elderly gentlemen succumbed to the waters. And immediately after that, there was clear back on the other end of the county. We had to take 5 youth off of the river that were rafting.
Oh, not a good time for rafting, right, Monty?
Yeah, it's not. And they're... their raft just kind of disintegrated there for a while, and they were in the water, but they made it to shore, and we got them out of there. And one night last week, or this week, there was another incident like that where a raft got punctured up in off Skunk Creek near the Hartford area, and there were 3 youth up there that had to be taken off the water. And so it might be fun, but it's terribly dangerous right now.
And for the people that can't appreciate the flood that is still actually covering a great deal of this valley just north of Sioux Falls, if you come down and you look, you really shouldn't be going out and playing in it, especially putting a boat or a raft out in it. Right, Monty?
Well, that's for sure. And you don't have any of this water in Huron?
No. Well, I was joking with a farmer from Centerville who hasn't made it to his farm since April. This guy's really in trouble. But I told him up at Huron, it's absolutely table flat. And if we got a 6-inch rain, just the whole county's 6 inches deep in water. There's no runoff. It doesn't go anywhere.
Well, that explains it then. I got a call from the surplus property house yesterday in Huron. Said they had a 1,400-gallon-a-minute pump that we could come up and get if we wanted it. But As of that time yesterday, we thought we were holding our own with our own pumps, but we may still have to use it.
Well, I certainly appreciate your time. Monty Horn? We don't call them civil defense directors anymore, Monty.
Well, it's emergency management, but there's usually a slash civil defense there, so people still know what emergency management is.
We certainly appreciate your time. We interrupted your meal. I hope, sir, that you'll be able to get back to your festivities here in Renner, and I'm glad that we happened to stop in. I noticed that our time on this segment is done. I'm very happy for the people that took the time to visit with us, and I'm very sad for all of the sorrow and the hardships that I have witnessed on this trip. It's the flood damage that we hope doesn't happen again in this area for another 500 years. From Sioux Falls, this is Chuck Anderson saying have a great and safe week. Think positive, and we'll see you again next Saturday at 10:05. Bye for now.